It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, February 19th. This is Jade, and on the way, a Beatles chart record has been reached. Also, dueling concerts along the border, and not the border you think. But first, before we get to any of that, let's check out a few of today's music news headlines. Last week, New York Times reported on Ryan Adams' abuse of several women, including his ex-wife Mandy Moore and musician Phoebe Bridgers. Since then, more people have come forward, including musicians Karen Elson, who claimed to have had a traumatizing experience with him, and Liz Phair, who said that the stories in the article really echoed her interactions with Ryan Adams. Adams' new album, Big Colors, has been pulled from its release. The FBI are investigating the alleged sexual communications that the report showed Adams had with an underage fan. And now one of his bandmates has come forward with a statement. Adams' guitarist, Todd Weisenbecker, released a message on Instagram saying, "There were times when I chose to believe his insane version of the truth because it was easier than believing that anyone is capable of being this much of a monster. It's sickening and embarrassing." He later said, "The women that spoke out are brave beyond words." And speaking of one of those women that was featured in the article, Phoebe Bridgers shared on Instagram and on Twitter just on February 16th, "It's been a weird week. I wanted to say a couple of things. Thank you from my whole heart to my friends, my bands, and my mom. They have supported and validated me. They told me that what had happened was messed up and wrong, and that I was right to feel weird about it." And she said, "I couldn't have done this without them. Ryan had a network too. Friends, bands, people he worked with, none of them held him accountable. They told him by what they said and by what they did that what he was doing was okay. They validated him. He couldn't have done this without them." Phoebe Bridgers has actually written a song where she talks about these feelings about Ryan Adams, and she brought them to the Current Studios just last year. This is Phoebe Bridgers and Motion Sickness. Ariana Grande's latest album, Thank You Next, is making all kinds of big moves. It debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart with the biggest streaming week ever for a pop album. And now we're talking about it again. Why? Because three of the album songs currently hold the number one, two, and three spots on the Billboard Hot 100 song chart. Number one spot, Seven Rings. Stop watching. Number two, it's Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And back up to number three, it's Thank You Next. This is the first time since the Beatles in 1964 that an artist has held all three of those spots simultaneously. And this one was just too sweet for me to pass up. So even though it happened last week, I figured we could still talk about it, just in case you missed it. Last week, you may have heard that the Mars Opportunity rover sent out a final message: "My battery is low and it's getting dark." And while that's actually just a poetic translation of the data dump that the robot sent to indicate low battery, the way NASA responded to the rover wrapping up its 15-year exploration of the surface of Mars was actually pretty sweet. As reported by AP, NASA made a final attempt to contact Opportunity February 12th with a transmission of Billie Holiday's "I'll Be Seeing You," which isn't a bad way to wrap up a job well done.
In all the old familiar places.
The humanitarian crisis in Venezuela will be highlighted this weekend as dueling festivals are being hosted along the border between Venezuela and Colombia. This Friday, British billionaire Richard Branson will host an aid concert on the Colombian side of a border bridge that has been blocked with shipping containers to stop the flow of much-needed food and medicine by Venezuela's embattled president, Nicolas Maduro. According to the press release for Venezuela Aid Live, the goal of the event is to draw global attention and inform about the tragic situation lived by Venezuelans inside and outside of their country, and to raise $100 million that will be destined to cover Venezuela's humanitarian crisis. Maduro, who denies there is a humanitarian crisis, responded by the announcement that he is hosting his own festival that same weekend with the slogan, "Nothing for war, hands off Venezuela." No word yet on the performers for Maduro's festival, but Branson's Venezuela Aid Live, which will be streaming live on Friday, has announced several artists, including Paulina Rubio and Luis Fonsi, the name behind one of the biggest hits of 2017, Despacito. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. And wrapping up your music news today with a viral hit, the highs and lows of rockers Motley Crue are getting the Netflix biopic treatment. The movie's going to be called The Dirt. It's coming out in March. And it looks like it's going to showcase all of the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that you need with a Motley Crue biopic. It's going to cover the band's early years in the Sunset Strip metal scene all the way up through their collapse in the 90s. I don't know for sure if it's going to cover any of their reunions in the early aughts. We'll have to wait and see in March. But you can check out a little bit of The Dirt with their trailer right now.
We got a runaway, a kid drummer, an old man.
Let's just play it.
A cover band singer.
They say you're going to be a rock star.
What do you think?
And that's today's music news. Watch the entire biopic trailer, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Cecilia Johnson. And if you like this podcast, let us know. Rate and review it and let your friends know that you love it by sharing your favorite episodes. Thanks, and check back in with Jade tomorrow for more music news.